El Monte had a prayer meeting for unity, you know, because they're trying to gaslight the community into thinking that it's my fault that I got my church building blown up. Somehow, you know, oh, it's your fault. You're not the martyr. You know, these other people, the sodomites, they, you know, they could have been hurt or something like that, you know. You know, they could have been hurt if they blew up the building, you know, when they blew up the building. I like what Brother Ray said. He says, well, no, because they're the ones who are holding the button. Just don't press the button and then it doesn't blow up. But let me just remind you of something, okay? Proverbs 15, verse 29 says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. So what is the Bible telling us? You know, people can join hand in hand. They can get together in unity and kumbaya and do this display as though they're praying to the God of heaven. But here's the reality. They shall not go unpunished, the Bible says.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? God is far from that. In fact, the Bible tells us that his face is against them that do evil.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter if they're trying to do this for PR purposes. You know, they want people to see, oh, you know, they're just trying to reconcile this whole situation. And, you know, the city of Omani is in turmoil and we're just trying to bring unity. You can say whatever you want. You can have your little unity, little ring. But the reality is, it's not going to change anything. God's face is still against you. God's not going to hear your prayer. Why? Because he hears the prayers of the righteous.
Amen.
And when it says the prayers of the righteous, is referring to saved people.
Yeah.
Okay?